75 years since the transistor became the greatest tech achievement since harnessing fire, an advance toward fusion power is being reported. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the government reports the consumer price index went up just 0.1% in November. That means inflation is running 7.1% in a year, the tamest reading in a year. Jeffrey Cleveland is chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles.
It could mean that maybe inflation, which tends to be a lagging issue, is fading, and that next year it will fade from our memories. 22 will be a bad year for inflation, but 23 will be better. And then the central bank might not have to hike rates as high as previously expected and might not have to keep rates high for very long. Everything is still up in the air, but two solid months in a row. So this is good news to finish the year if you were worried about inflation.
Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of the cryptocurrency firm FTX, was arrested in the Bahamas yesterday after the U.S. filed criminal charges. This morning, more charges, civil fraud, filed by financial regulators. Bankman-Fried's firm is in bankruptcy protection after the crypto equivalent of a bank run. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the latest.
The SEC says Bankman-Fried diverted FTX customers' funds into his crypto hedge fund, Alameda Research. The SEC says Bankman-Fried used that money to make, quote, venture investments and to buy lavish real estate and make political donations. The SEC specifically accuses Bankman-Fried of defrauding FTX's investors. It says FTX raised more than $1 billion from about 90 U.S.-based investors. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. For Marketplace.
Today, the government is set to announce that scientists at the Lawrence Livermore National Lab in California may have had a clean energy breakthrough using fusion. If the data show that more energy came out than put into the experiment, it would be a step forward toward harnessing the process that powers the sun. Billions of dollars in federal and private funding are flowing into this area. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
There is nothing cheap about fusion energy right now.
If you're thinking about fusion energy plant, you're talking about a very complicated, very expensive piece of equipment.
Chris Fall is with the nonprofit MITRE Corporation.
It's kind of like buying a Rolls Royce at this point, as opposed to a Toyota. What we need is this sort of evolution of the technology that gets us to the lower cost.
There's still a long way to go on the science and technology front
before you figure out what the cost will be.
But Paul DeBar, former Undersecretary for Science at the Department of Energy, says fusion does have the potential to one day be an affordable power source.
The fuel is hydrogen. Hydrogen is the most abundant element in the universe and also on Earth. You know, our ability to use that for energy, in theory, should be quite cheap.
Fusion can also produce a lot of energy in a very small space, and it can do it 24/7, unlike wind or solar. Eventually, DeBar says, once the technology to build fusion power plants gets less complicated and more affordable, buying the energy should be cheap too. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Listen to the weird sound of the quantum computing lab at the present Bell Labs in New Jersey. The same facility, we're under different management. The transistor was invented 75 years ago this week. Since 2016, labs like this and others around the world have been owned by the telecom company based in Finland, Nokia. I caught up with Peter Vetter, president of Nokia Bell Labs Core Research, who's normally in New Jersey. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, or I should say good afternoon from Espoo, Finland.
From Finland, indeed. Now, they liked to call where you work now the idea factory in the old days. Under Nokia, are you still running this kind of factory?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So solving hard problems, like at the time the transistor, is still very much part of our DNA.
The old Bell Labs had the ability to let people just try stuff. But if someone came to you, Mr. Vetter, and said, look, I want to work on something, I have a hunch, does the modern Bell Labs have that kind of leeway to give?
Yes, we still today allow for exploration research. When a researcher comes to me, I have here an intuition that there is a new way of solving the problem. They can go after that. After some time, they have to come back, of course. They have to show that they made progress, that they have gained new insights before they earn the right to then enlarge the project. And out of these different exploration ideas, we then take bets. We say, okay, here we're really onto something. It solves a real world problem. Now let's make it bigger.
Many people with their mobile phones now have learned a little bit about what's called 5G. It's fast. Your people are working on 6G?
We have seen in the industry that about every 10 years, there is a new generation of networks that allows to incorporate new disruptive innovations and enhance the capabilities of the networks and the applications. So yes, we are already 10 years ahead working on those innovations.
The transistor turns 75 years old this week. When you come into work in the morning or at the end of your day, you walk right past the place where the first transistor was devised. Did you ever feel the energy at any level?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it makes me immensely proud to work where the transistor was invented, but also where many other transformative inventions happened. The transistor kicked off a whole new field of semiconductor physics that led to such innovations as semiconductor lasers, as solar cells, as the CCD camera to the mobile that allowed for digital cameras.
Peter Vetter, president of Bell Labs Core Research at Nokia Bell Labs. Mr. Vetter, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Today, we're also looking at the monopoly that made the former Bell Labs owner, AT&T, rich enough to invent the transistor. The future began 75 years ago. All of our ecosystems of innovation coverage is accumulating at marketplace.org homepage. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.